And you might be feeling a sense of relief that this presidential campaign is finally about to be over. As we just heard in national headlines, it's been characterized as the most polarizing and divisive election we've ever seen. But University of Washington historian Margaret O'Meara is thinking differently about this campaign. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that 2016 isn't as bad as we might think. In fact, American politics and vitriol go way back to our founding fathers.
We've had a lot of polarizing elections from the very beginning, from the very first partisan election in 1800, where surrogates for Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, who were the first partisan rivals in a presidential election, were hurling insults at the other candidate, questioning John Adams' sexuality, questioning, raising dark rumors about Thomas Jefferson's conduct with his female slaves, which turned out to be true.
Right.
But really kind of vitriolic rhetoric. And we see this throughout the 19th century in particular. It was sort of, you know, mudslinging was common. And let's dial back to Bush versus Dukakis in 1988, the infamous Willie Horton ad. Willie Horton ad that the Bush campaign runs against Dukakis. That is using barely veiled playing to people's racial fears about dangerous African-American men. Willie Horton was the parolee in Massachusetts that Michael Dukakis let out on parole. And, you know, you also can, it's both parties have indulged in it. Go back to 1964 and the famous Daisy ad that the Lyndon Johnson campaign ran against Barry Goldwater, using this imagery of a young girl plucking petals from a daisy and then the nuclear bomb goes off.
Right.
And playing to people's emotions. I mean, mudslinging is effective because, again, in presidential contests that are about personality and about the individual, where the figure of the president is something that we invest so much in emotionally, these ads that really take down and take apart someone's both policy decisions and also their personality are devastatingly effective.
Something we've heard a fair bit about in the last several months is this concept that the election is rigged. And Donald Trump has said that he will not accept the outcome if he loses. He's said that in the past. Have we seen this kind of skepticism about our democratic process before?
Well, we've had rigged elections in American history, but probably not of the kind that Donald Trump is thinking about. I mean, we had a good century-long period when most African Americans, the vast majority of African Americans in southern states, could not vote. That's a rigged election. You had voter suppression as a long, grand American tradition, but it's a different sort of rigging of the outcome by preventing certain people from being able to vote than what Donald Trump, I think, is referring to.
The Republican Party it's become fractured in this election year. People are wondering about its future, whether it will survive in the way that we've recognized it in the past. What do you think history can tell us about what's likely to happen to one of our two major parties?
Well, what history shows us is the two major parties are remarkably resilient. The last time we had a major party go on the side was we had a civil war in our hands. It was the Whig Party, and it was the great debate over slavery. The modern Republican and Democratic parties have had these times of great division and fragility before. 1948 and 1968 in particular for the Democrats were times of great divides within the party. When people questioned, particularly after 1968, what will happen? And we can learn a lot from what did happen or didn't happen. The party didn't go away. It reconstituted itself. It had to bring different constituencies into the tent and also change the way that it nominated and elected its president. And presidential politics in the modern era, U.S. presidential politics, are really personal. As we've seen this year, it had a lot to do with the personality of the candidates, whether people liked them or disliked them. We have a lot of people voting this year who are voting not for someone, but against someone, perhaps at higher rates than we've seen in the last few cycles. And where the Democrats and the Republicans go from here is really going to be a story of personality as much as institutions.
Do you believe we're at a turning point in how we conduct politics now? Or is what's happening this year just an aberration, that this is just a very unusual year, 2016?
I don't think we know. And I don't think we'll know for a while. It usually takes historians a couple of decades to really let the dust settle and look back and say, ah, this is the meaning of this.
But we want to know now.
But we want to know now. I know, we're so impatient. One thing, there are a couple of big differences, you know, what makes this election pivotal and different. One is we've had lots of political figures like Donald Trump before in American politics. Donald Trump's rhetoric and his positions and his the followers that he has brought along with him, it's nothing new. What is new is we haven't had someone like Donald Trump come this close to winning or to the presidency. We haven't had a major party candidate, a Democrat or a Republican nominee like Donald Trump. They've often been third party candidates. They've been fringe political figures, very widely known, very with a lot of support, but not someone who kind of became so much a part of the mainstream. Another big difference is we have a woman who was a major party nominee, a very complicated woman, a woman like no other, someone who's been in the public eye for so long. But throughout this campaign, I've been asked so many times, what are the political figures in the past that Donald Trump reminds you of? I've rarely been asked that about Hillary Clinton, because her gender sets her so far apart from these historical parallels. I think there are a lot of parallels in the past, but it is remarkable, and we need to reflect on that and appreciate that.
Margaret O'Meara is Associate Professor of History at the University of Washington. She's author of Pivotal Tuesdays, Four Elections That Shaped the 20th Century. She spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm.